Thank you. It was delicious as always. But it's getting a little bit late. All right, okay. I get it. I know we all disapprove of how old a man that I'm apparently becoming wanting to leave the dinner table first, but I'm tired, and I'd really like to get to bed. So, thank you very much for the meal, and I'll see you in the morning before we leave, I'm pretty sure, right? Right? You guys are going to get up. You're not going to let us leave without us seeing you again. Okay. All right. I'm off to bed then. Yeah. I heard that. Christ. I cannot fucking believe that she made me tag along with this shit. This is a nice bedroom. Why does she fucking continue to do this shit to me? I see you've made it. Close the door. Because we're gonna talk. And why should I keep my voice down, Because you still don't want them to know that we broke up months ago? Why can't you just tell them that we called it off? I don't... Listen, I like your parents, okay? I do. I especially like your dad. Great guy. But here's the thing. We broke up. We broke up. I am not supposed to be here. You understand what you're doing right now? You're giving them a lot of hope for something that's never going to happen. I'm never going to be their son-in-law. Never. I'm doing this as a favor. I still owed you one. Listen. We had a good run, okay? But we broke up for a reason, and I'm sure you remember it very, very well. So let's not pretend that this is anything but a mutual arrangement. I am being relieved of the favor that I owe you. You're getting whatever the hell it is you're getting out of this. But you and I are still finished, okay? No matter how good your mom's cooking is, I'm not going to stick around. And I'm not going to do this again. This is it. So if you want another fiancé to parade around your parents for their approval or whatever the hell it is that you do this for, you're going to have to find another fake boyfriend. Are you serious? I'm the asshole. I'm the asshole for lying to Keep my voice down. I swear to God. I did this on purpose. Just so we'd have to have this argument quietly. I can feel that. I gotta hand it to you. It's clever. But here's the thing, it's not gonna work. If you try to argue with me, I will start raising my voice. This is not going to happen again. I don't care what you need with your parents. It's between you and them now. Do you get that? When you broke it off, that was the end. Okay. When you arranged all this, you told me that it doesn't mean anything. You just need to buy yourself some time with your family so that you don't have to deal with this around the holidays. Sure. Okay, fine. I get that, and I owe you one favor. So, I agreed. But you did not ever, at any point, say that this would be some kind of redemption for you. It isn't going to happen. I've flown that coop. Yes. No, I don't, actually. I don't miss this. No. I miss the sex, but... Yeah. Yeah, it was. I remember it. That's why I miss it. What are you... You don't fucking care. No, you don't. You don't care if I found something else. It's, listen. This is not the kind of conversation. In fact, I was promised no conversation between us privately. So, you've already breached that agreement. I'd appreciate it if you would not do more damage. Can we just go to bed? We're basically doing what you want anyway, because there's only one of them. So, I'm gonna have to deal with you in some proximity, no matter what. Yeah. Alright. Anyway, I'll turn this way while you change, or whatever. No, I don't have anything to change into. I'm just gonna... Yeah. Anyway. What? I'm not looking. I'm not. I'm looking at the wall. What do you want? I'm not gonna turn around. Will you stop worrying? Or worse, fake worrying and wanting me to turn around. Alright, fine. I always sleep with these off, so I'm not gonna wear them here, but no fucking touching. Alright. Let's get in bed then. Let's end this fucking miserable night. Yes, miserable. It's a nice bed, though. It's miserable because I don't like lying to your parents. I never did before. Not really. At worst, I bent the truth a little bit. I omitted details, but I never just lied to them. I like your parents. No, I don't particularly like you anymore, actually. We would be better off as far away from the same bed as humanly possible. Yet you have constructed this situation perfectly. Congratulations. Well, I didn't say I missed that part, just... We can't get tangled up again, you know? We can't. We can't afford it. Emotionally, I don't... Not money. We're fine there. I just mean... It was rough, okay? The past while, it's been rough, all right? You want to know the truth? It was easily the hardest breakup I've ever gone through. I'd rather not go through it again, because you break up once, it's not going to work out long term. That's what I've learned, all right? Maybe we should just try to sleep. Excellent. I think that's a great idea. Turn over and... What? Okay, hey, now, what are you doing? Okay. I did miss that. Fuck. Yeah, no, it's okay. It's obvious I was already hard. I don't know if you can separate the two things, you know. Are you sure? In that case, keep stroking. I miss that. You have really nice hands. I was thinking about them while we were eating dinner. You were playing with your food. I was just staring at your hands, remembering the way they felt. Don't stop. Okay. I can go for more. All right. I'm turning back over. I'll be on my back then. And you, under the covers. Come on, you remember what I like. Get down there. That's a good girl. Now, suck my cock. What a dirty little slut you are. How many times did we end up in this situation? You sucking my cock some 30 feet from your parents. This is always some of my favorite memories. Oh, your desperation to get me off. You always tried to blow me so fast. And I haven't had it good like that in a while, so he might actually finally get me pretty quickly like that. That's it. Don't forget my balls. Come on. You always forget them. That's better. I keep you moving your hand. Come on. Everything counts. That's the momentum we need. Fuck. All right, slow down a little bit. I haven't had your pussy in a long time either. And I think about that pretty regularly. Yeah. That's what I imagine when I'm pumping one of those toys up and down my cock. I imagine what it'd be like if it were you riding me again. Maybe on that couch in that Airbnb that we had when we went on that trip last year. I don't think the person who owned that Airbnb liked this very much. Too bad you decided to give up this cock. It's such a nice one to suck. And an even better one to fuck. Which is what I want to remind you of. Stop. is a good girl. I love how it messes you up so much. There's a little drool down your chin. Lipstick smudged. Even your mascara looks like it was starting to come off. That's the state I always liked you in. Such a desperate little slut for my cock. Always. Here. Suck on my thumb. You used to like doing that sometimes, too. You're just such a small little thing for me, aren't you? So very in need. Luckily, you have someone who's very good at providing here. I'm not gonna get back together with you, but I absolutely miss you in bed. I will say that. So we can consider this our last hurrah. What do you think of that? One more time, I fuck you right into the bed. Does that sound good? I thought it might be. All right. On your back. I don't think I have any condoms. I don't intend to give them any grandchildren, so I'm going to be pulling out. No, I know you do. I know you do. You were always such a depraved little thing, wanting your pussy to drip with my cum. Unfortunately for you, I don't trust you like that anymore. So, that's not going to happen tonight, and it's never going to happen again. The last cream pie I gave you, the night before you left, that was it. That was the last one you'll ever get with my cock. So you'll have to find another boy toy to provide that for you. But for tonight, you get me again. Just how I remember it. Let's reposition you a little bit. Up. There. I like to fuck it down. This is how I used to beg for it. Nice and hard. Right down into your childhood bed. I did miss being dirty with you. You think they can hear this? Bodies slapping against each other. I kinda hope so. They know what you've lost, even if you don't. Maybe you do now, You just wanted one last round. Well, this is it. So I hope you really get what you were looking for out of it. Nicer than I even remembered, actually. Nobody knows how to squeeze like you do. I miss that about you immediately. Slow down a little bit. No? Legs around me. Maybe Maybe not that tight. I feel you trying to hold me in. That's not gonna work. Was fucked up. You know that, right? You really are a massive slut. And you just proved that I can't trust you. No, I don't have to stay. In fact, I think I'm leaning closer to I have to leave.